This podcast is sponsored by Active Skin Repair, a skin health company helping people heal with natural, non-toxic, medical-grade ingredients.
So, Brie, I remember this one time I was in a bike race around Tucson, and I wasn't paying attention. We were riding down 4th Avenue, and there's railroad tracks, like streetcar tracks, and my bike's tire like went and wedged in to the railroad tracks,
no!
And I totally fell down and just like skinned my hands, everything. Ugh. I had nothing with me, nothing at all. And it's that times where you want a first aid product and you have nothing. And Active Skin Repair utilizes a molecule called hypochlorous acid. When applied to the skin, the molecule works by mimicking the natural immune response to cleanse, soothe irritation, reduce inflammation, and support healing. I've used it on my son's mosquito bites, and I wish I would have had it the time I totally scraped up my hands.
Oh, I hear you. Like whenever I go paddleboarding, kayaking, I'm always trying to find something that is like an all-in-one that I can take with me. And Active Skin Repair could be used like that. It can be used to treat cuts, scrapes, burns, sunburns, rashes, and other types of skin damage. It's also safe and non-toxic, which makes it suitable for all skin types, all parts of the body, like eczema, and acne-prone skin, all of that.
With over 500,000 happy customers, thousands of five-star reviews, and ingredients so safe and clean they can be used from the youngest member of the family to the oldest, you now have one simple solution for all of your family's skin health needs. Visit www.activeskinrepair.com to learn more about Active Skin Repair and to get 20% off your order. Use code NOGUILT. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast. I am your host, Joanne Crone, joined here by my fantastic co-host, Brie Ducker.
Why, hello, hello, everybody. How are you?
Singing co-host, Brie Ducker. Hire us for your holiday parties.
No, I know, right? Love to see those sweet dance moves back from the 70s. I got that the whole John Travolta Saturday Night Fever thing going.
Yeah.
I got that down really good.
Yeah, we should really like put ourselves out there for holiday parties. Be like,
we should.
We could bring our mics. But we have multi-talents. We're better than just talking in a mic.
Like, well, they have to let us do our rendition. Oh, well, karaoke, yes. Oh, Brie and the girls.
Brie and the girls. Brie and come. The girls.
But I would also love to have us be allowed to do our rendition of the NPR.
Oh,
these are delicious. The sweaty balls.
Sweaty balls. Yeah, shreddy I can't remember the name of it.
I know, right? Because you just come straight to like, whatever. Sorry, well, guys.
We have an episode for you today. We hope that you laugh as hard as we did while we were interviewing Betsy Stover. She is the host of the podcast, Why Mommy Drinks. She's a comedian and a mom that helps other parents feel less alone by showing them that all of us are a hot mess and reminding them that they're doing a great job. And I
100%
so
got that. Yeah, I 100% got that from Betsy. My abs were killing me after that interview because I was laughing so hard.
It was a laugh riot. We hope you enjoy and it brings a smile to your face today. Food is always on my mind. And I think like the biggest question that like really bothers me is when my kids are like, what are we making for dinner tonight? Like, do you ever get that? Like, what are we going to make for dinner this week? What should we do? Like, and you have no ideas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then you're like, oh, crap. We only have like you're asking me this question and I have about 30 minutes till everybody starts getting hangry. Mm-hmm. And I've got to get this figured out like right now.
But our Cozy app like helps us out with this. They have recipes already in there.
I know. I found this yesterday and I was so shocked. Like when you go into the recipe section, There's Cozy Picks at the very top. Mm-hmm. Click on that little button and it has so many awesome ideas. Like back when it was closer to Thanksgiving, they had recipes for ideas for Thanksgiving leftovers, which was great. Mm-hmm. And then they also have like this month they have the December ones.
And they're like really good looking recipes. Like I was just scrolling through it too and I saw this recipe for burrito pie and just the idea, I'm like, yes, please get in my stomach.
You know what else? Cozy, I hope you're listening. You need to add pumpkin enchiladas.
But
that is a good seasonal one too to add in.
It is. But the cool thing about Cozy is that it also has a shared grocery list that lets the whole family add items in real time. So you'll never find yourself at the store without the list. It's always on your phone and up to date. And if you need help figuring out dinners like we do, there's a place to store your own recipes and pick recipes from Cozy and plan meals ahead of time.
I know. Cozy has made my life so much easier. I'm like, where have you been my whole life, Cozy? Where have you been?
Yeah. And the best part is it is free. Just download Cozy Family Organizer from the App Store. That's COZI to get the free app today. We have some things planned for No Guilt Mom for 2022. In fact, let it be the first announcement that we have. Mark your calendars for February 28th because we're going to host our first ever Happy Mom Summit.
We are so excited. I am so excited. But I got to tell you, dude, it's a lot. We have so much stuff planned. It's going to be insane, people.
We're right now getting the speakers on board, getting everything organized for you. And it's not going to be like a typical summit where there's like all this information. We have structured it in a way to help you yell less and have more patience. So at the end of the week, you are going to have such an amazing transformation. We cannot wait. But to know about it, you need to be on the No Guilt Mom email list. And to do that, go download our Happy Parent Checklist. It's at noguiltmom.com/HPC. We'll put a link in the show notes. And now on with the show.
You want mom life to be easier. That's our goal too. Our mission is to raise more self-sufficient and independent kids, and we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to help you delegate and step back. Each episode, we'll tackle strategies for positive discipline, making our kids more responsible, and making our lives better in the process. Welcome to the No Guilt Mom Podcast.
Betsy, hello!
How are you?
How are you?
Good. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're glad to have you here. I was so excited to meet you. I'm so excited that we know someone in common of Ben Simon, the wonderful Ben.
Yes. He is fantastic. Yes. He is hilarious. He is the strongest Twitter game.
Does he? Yeah. He used to do it on Facebook and then he's hilarious. I was going to ask you, where in LA are you?
I'm in Koreatown.
Okay.
So I'm in like central LA. Where are you all?
Well, we're in Phoenix, but I used to live in LA. So I'm always like, where in LA?
It's very urban where I am, but we're in the middle of everything.
Yeah. Because in Phoenix, I don't know if you've been out here, like everything is so spread out. And we actually live in a suburb of Phoenix. So we're in the East Valley. So the point is that it's kind of hard to live somewhere where you can walk places. And then I just went to San Diego this weekend and I was like, I've never stayed somewhere where I could walk places. It was amazing.
Oh,
loved it.
I lived in New York City for 16 years and that was really nice. Like wherever you were, pretty much you could walk home any time of night or day.
That's awesome. Nice. Like what was your apartment like in New York City? That's what
Great question. So, well, we had an apartment in Manhattan and then later we lived in a little townhouse in Brooklyn. So our apartment in Manhattan was, it was only a second floor walk up. It was one bedroom, but the bedroom didn't have a door. So it was essentially a glorified studio apartment. And there were times where we lived there and we were the only ones who weren't dealing drugs.
Oh. You're like, great. Yeah.
Like, great. Okay. So downstairs, that's the Coke front. Okay. Oh, no. Upstairs, they are actively selling weed. Like it is a weed distribution point.
Oh, that is wild.
Yeah, it was wild. Our landlord was like a low rent, like drug dealing kingpin, like real low rents. It was colorful and flavorful.
So why did you move to New York?
Well, right. So I moved to New York for college. I went there to go to NYU to study theater. So
awesome. Well, how old is your oldest?
My oldest is 12. Oh my God. Why did I just lie to you? My oldest is 11.
Okay. So you're kind of getting there, yeah. But your oldest is a boy, right?
Yes.
So I don't know if it's the same way. I have a girl who is a teenager and you have a boy.
Yeah,
a teenager.
14.
But like my daughter will come home and be like, oh my gosh, mom, they were looking at me weird because my shirt was too short. And I have the attitude be like, who cares what they think? Just forget them. But that's totally
not. You don't get it, mom.
Yeah.
So how many kids do each of you have and what are their ages?
We both have two.
Mm-hmm. You both have two.
So like my oldest is 14. And he'll be 15 here shortly. And then my youngest is 13 and my 13-year-old and her oldest are best friends. That's how we
We met in kindergarten art masterpiece classes. Yeah. We were the teachers.
We volunteered to teach art.
Yes.
When they were in kindergarten.
8 years ago.
You are true mom friends.
Yes, we are.
That's so nice.
Yes.
Wait, so you have a 13-year-old who's a girl?
Yes. I have a 13-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old son. Mm-hmm.
And I have a almost 13-year-old. She's turning 13 next month, and a 8-year-old son.
Wow. All right. And then I have 3 boys who are 5, 9, and 11. Yeah. You're like, yay, you're independent. You're more independent. I mean, they're not independent, it's like a whole other sort of fresh hell. Like it's a new kind of, now it's emotions and attitude and
so
sass.
Many emotions.
I think the funny, yeah,
there's
it's
so
funny
many.
Because people think that boys don't go through that, but they do.
From the creators of the hit kids podcast Who Smarted and Netflix's Brainchild comes the adventurous world of mysteries about true histories, affectionately known as Math.
Every episode follows Max and Molly. I gotta say, love the name Max. That's my puppy dog's name. Who have just recruited into a secret order of problem solvers on an adventure through time packed with puzzles, hidden equations, history, and laughs. It actually makes learning pretty cool.
Yeah. Now, I listened to this with my son, and it was so fun to listen to. I loved how modern it was with a cool aunt that they really dug, and like they dealt with bullies. My son also enjoyed all the math involved. Like he thought it was really cool.
Well, and I have to say, I love anything that brings learning and fun together for kids. I really, really wish that something like this was around for my teens when they were younger. We would have absolutely devoured this on our car trips. It would have been amazing. It's perfect for kids ages 6 and up, and new episodes drop every Thursday.
So tune in to Mysteries About True Histories with your kids. You can follow and listen on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your pods. Hey, all, it is Joanne
and Bree here,
and we want to tell you about a podcast that you should check out. It's called Understood Explained. This season of the show is hosted by teacher and special education expert Juliana Uturbe, and it's all about how to navigate individual education plans, also known as IEPs.
And in this latest season of Understood Explained, it covers topics like how to tell if your child needs an IEP, and it busts common myths about special education. We actually just listened to the episode, IEPs, Does My Child Need an IEP? And here is what we loved about it.
I loved that it was so digestible. Like it was such a short episode and all of the topics, which could be really confusing to parents, were easily explained.
And I loved how they gave great concrete examples because you know how much I love me a good example. They explained what kind of services and supports you could actually see on a child's IEP or individual education plan. And they explained those acronyms. That nothing drives me more crazy than when there's acronyms and I don't get it. I don't know what it stands for. They took the time to explain everything in so much detail and to cover concerns that a lot of families have about special ed services.
To listen to Understood Explains, search for Understood Explains in your podcast app. That's Understood Explains, or just click on the link in our show notes.
Oh my gosh, my son has so many emotions at 8. Like my daughter did not have the emotions my son does, but then they're totally different. And it's like, I also see him reflected, like me reflected in him. Like,
oh, yeah.
Do you ever see that in your kids? You see your own personality like shoved back in your face and you're like,
oh, but
yes,
I have the attitude enough to tell my daughter, who's just like me, that there was only room for one of us and I came first. I'll be like, listen, Missy, there's only room for one of us and I came first. So you need to tone it down. To which she'll just answer back that she does it better. So I just need to tone it down.
That's funny.
She's that much like
yes.
me.
So it's very rare I find that the good parts of me that I like, that I want to see are reflected back. Mm-hmm. It's usually the parts that I'm like, oh no, I do say and do that. And it's so mortifying that
yes. I think we tend to see the parts of ourselves that are negative faster than we see the parts of ourselves that are positive. Like the positive things are there. We just tend to be like, oh, that's normal. And then it's like, no, that's me. But
yeah,
it's all parenting. So you were in
my youngest is I see the good of me reflected back, but yeah, it's
he's still young and sweet. Give him time.
And he's still young and sweet like me.
Like, yeah, we're still all young and sweet, Bessie. It's true. It's true. So you were in New York for 16 years. And is that where you got into comedy?
Actually, I started comedy in high school. I started doing improv comedy in high school, and I enjoyed it. And so I did like a summer camp where they did improv, and the person running it invited me to be a part of this troupe that she was forming. So I was in this, I was like a teenager, and I was in this comedy troupe with these adults. And then I kept doing that, and I did comedy sports. And so that was kind of my high school job, was to do improv comedy. So when it was time to go to college, I was like, well, I either want to go to Chicago or I want to go to New York City. And so I ended up getting into NYU. And so I went to New York City and hooked up with the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater or the UCB. Mm-hmm. And I've been teaching and performing there for over 20 years. That's where I met my husband.
That is fun to okay. So first, I love the UCB because when I used to live in LA, I had friends who took classes there, as well as I went to go see a show there. And the show that I saw there, Amy Poehler was performing. And then it was when they were together, Will Arnett was actually in the audience. And I'm like, this is so like a Hollywood experience. How cool is that? And it was the most hilarious show also I've ever seen.
I just get to sit here and smile as you guys talk. I've never been to any, I've heard of all these things, but they're like so glycerine amazing for me.
The interesting thing, the most fascinating thing about the UCB theater when I was there is that it was right down the street from like the Scientology building. And I remember looking at the Scientology building, which is just, it's like crazy big. And just, I was
thinking there's like armed guards.
There's armed guards. Like it's insane.
Yeah. It's super crazy.
Okay, I thought for sure you were going to say like, and then just down the street was the Scientology, and then I ran into Tom Cruise.
No, it's like a huge
next.
But like the building, it's like a huge mansion-like structure, like it's like castle-like.
Because they have money.
they're actually right across the street from it. So you stand outside the theater, you're like, you look across the street and you're like, oh, look at that. Anytime you park near the UCB on Franklin, you know, there's like an armed guard who's just kind of watching you. It's super
cool. I'm super fascinated by like all of that.
Okay. So, next time we go to LA, you're taking me to this.
Whatever you do, do not go get a stress test.
Do not. Don't believe it.
I remember stress test. Being in LA with like all the Scientology, there was like, I don't know if it's still like this. I haven't lived there for like 15 years, but there was like all these booths out for dialectics or stress tests. Like, everywhere was Scientology.
I would totally have fallen for that. I would totally been like, oh, a stress test. Let's go see.
Oh no, I'm stressed.
Oh, no. I had no idea.
If only there was a cult I could give my money to that could solve my stress.
Everything. So you've been in comedy for a long time, and then you have this podcast called Why Mommy Drinks. And how long have you been doing the podcast?
I have been doing the podcast for 5 years. 5 years. And I started out with my friend, Amanda Allen. And when the pandemic hit and she was, you know, distance learning 3 kids while she had a super high powered, like corporate job, she had to dip out. So maybe she'll come back one day, maybe she won't. But in the meantime, I'm carrying the show. And Why Mommy Drinks, each episode, we all share a story of a time our kids drove us to drink, essentially.
Okay.
Literally or figuratively, obviously I'm an adult, I'm in charge of myself. My children don't make me drink, but you know, we all have those moments where our parenthood will render you just into a useless quivering puddle on the floor or like a husk of your former self.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's a chance for everyone to tell a story. And it's a nice reminder that no one knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. We're all a mess, and that's okay. we're all a mess. Some of us are just better at hiding it. And let's just have a big laugh at what a mess it is. And it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And I think like sharing those stories too are so important because a lot of people look very put together. If you just look at their Instagram,
I know,
and they need to know these like moments of huge, colossal failure. And when we felt like those huge, colossal failures that unite.
Okay. I'm just going to say this whole situation reminds me of your one Instagram photo of when your son was a toddler. He was having a bad day. So she decided to pour herself a glass of red wine to relax. He had other plans for the red wine, poured it over his head, and then started playing with the oven.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I have a picture.
That is a why mommy drinks moment.
100%. 100%.
I show him that picture now and I'm like, look at what you did. He's like, ah, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, you were trouble.
You're like, ah, ha, ha. I couldn't laugh at the moment. Well, I could actually in the moment while I was drinking my next second glass of wine.
I was able to laugh in the moment and be like totally cognizant. I'm like, I'm going to find this funny one day. I'm taking a picture.
Exactly. That's what the whole show is. Yeah. My former co-host Amanda Ellen, she had a story of, she got her kids milkshakes. And at some point she looked back and one of her kids had poured the milkshake over her own head.
You're like,
why'd you do that?
I don't know. Kids are crazy. Yeah. They don't know.
Crazy.
Kids are insane. So yeah.
Well, we've like gone away from the focus of this podcast because I'm having such a good time talking with you, Betsy, that I'm like,
but it kind of goes with it. It kind of goes with it. Like, but the crap that we go through.
Oh, yeah, it's crap. We go through so much crap. Yeah, definitely as parents. But I think it's also this whole idea that you bring this fun to parenthood and this non-stress where looking at, sure, we have these moments where our kids pour glasses of wine over our head
or milkshakes.
But it's like also how we react to those moments. Like, do you feel like the way you were brought up, was your mom and dad, did they kind of see parenting the same way you did, or is it different?
No.
You said your dad is a minister, so already I'm guessing dad, no.
Yeah, my dad's a minister, my parents are divorced, so I was mostly raised by my mom. But you know, she was a single mom. She was under a lot of stress, as most moms and definitely single moms are. So I do find myself parenting often in spite of the way I was brought up. I call it parenting in the dark. I'm just sort of echolocating how to parent a lot of the times because I know what I don't want to do. And it's a lot of what my parents did. So, you know, and obviously there were lots of things that they did that were great and that I do absolutely incorporate. But yeah, there's a lot of stuff that I tend to take as a lesson of how not to do.
Yeah. Like I remember like when I was growing up, my parents subscribed to the grounding method where it's like, you know, you do something and you're grounded for a week, except that they never remembered that I was grounded for a week. And it'd be like, you're grounded for a week, no ice cream. And then like 2 days later, we want some ice cream. Let's go get some ice cream. And like, there was nothing like that.
Same. Yeah. It was incredibly inconsistent when I was growing up. Just like, this will get you in trouble one day. This will be praised another day. I will ground you 2 days later. I won't remember it. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I see that in like my own parenting sometimes where when I became a parent, I was like, I can't give consequences. Like personally, I can't give consequences. I cannot follow up on those things. I need to find a different way to parent my kids rather than like having these consequences in place that, first of all, research shows does not work, by the way. So like
what
consequences, they don't work.
Well, punishment
consequences.
Your face right there was perfect. Crap. Really?
No, just do that. It's all good. It's all good.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, they don't work long term. It was like a lot with what we experienced, the inconsistency.
Well, because I gotta say, like the most successful people you've met as adults tell you how they were ruled by a strict, strict parent growing up. No, nobody else.
That's right.
Think about it, like a lot of the people that you probably interact with as an adult that are put together, communicative, reliable, more than likely were not constantly punished as a child.
Well, I want to say, like, I don't know. I think it would depend on case by case basis because many people become that way in spite of the way they were brought up. Like, it's almost like in direct opposition. They're like, I am not going to. I'm not going to act that way. I'm going to go in the direct opposite direct. Like I'm going to go in the opposite direction with how I live my life versus how my.
I'm Margaret.
And I'm Amy.
And together we host the podcast, What Fresh Hell? Laughing in the Face of Motherhood.
Margaret, I would say you're sort of a where are my keys kind of mom.
Correct. Sometimes a where are my kids kind of mom. While you're, Amy, more of a we were supposed to leave 35 seconds ago, mom.
I mean, touche. In each episode of What Fresh Hell, we come at a topic from our usually completely opposite perspectives. I bring the research.
And I bring kind of the gimlet eye. Like, is that research really going to work, people?
And almost 10 million downloads later, we're still laughing.
We also talk to experts in the parenting field, plus parents with stories we can all learn from.
We make each other laugh, we challenge each other's assumptions, and we have what we think is the best parenting community on the internet.
Check out What Fresh Hell, Laughing in the Face of Motherhood, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Lynn, this time of year, parenting can be such a flusterclux.
You've come to the right place. I'm Lynn Lyons, and I've been treating anxious families for over 30 years.
I'm Lynn's sister-in-law and co-host Robin Hudson.
Join us for Flusterclux, a podcast for parents who worry.
Wait, that's everybody.
Yeah, these last few years have felt like one long anxiety attack for so many.
Why do you think parents are always surprised that a podcast about anxiety relates to them, even if no one in their house has an anxiety disorder?
Well, worry is human. Everyone does it. And anxiety shows up when we face uncertainty.
All the parenting tips you've taught me have been essential.
I love to break it down into skills we need to manage worry in our families.
We've covered so many topics. Depression, burnout, meltdowns, perfectionism.
Don't forget scary mothers-in-law.
Right, but of course that's not my mother-in-law.
Because that's my mother.
And a listener.
As a psychotherapist, I like to teach parents and kids how to respond to everyday moments in healthy ways.
Managing anxiety really can be taught.
It really can, and I'll even tell you what to say.
We talk about serious stuff, but without being too serious.
Anxiety wants everything serious. Anxiety doesn't stand a chance when we're laughing, even about the tough stuff.
It's also how you define what success or put together is.
True.
So many people are successful. They have beautiful homes and beautiful lives, but they might be incredibly empty and sad and unhappy. Whereas I know lots of people who aren't technically successful, but are emotionally very evolved people who are, you know, when it comes to interpersonal relationships, very successful. So I don't know for,
well, there
you
is,
know what we're doing? I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. I liked your statement about like how we're like parenting in the dark, echolocating. Cause like, that sounds about right.
It is. Well, it's so funny because a lot of parenting has been put on like the childbirth process and the baby process. And like all of these parents, like take the baby class and take the pregnancy class. But after that, people are like, you're on your own. Yeah. And there's no direction really. So it is kind of like echolocating unless you as a parent go seek it out and figure it out. And there's so much out there and it gets confusing. And I mean,
one also just every kid is different. Mm-hmm. That's the thing that I've always struggled with when it comes to those books and stuff is that what works for this one person might not work for you, might not work for me. And I know for me, my oldest kid is super extra.
Yeah.
He's always been extra. He's super smart. And you just, he's a whole other ball of wax. And I feel like anytime I read parenting books, I'm like, well, that doesn't work on him. It would maybe work on my other two, but he's...
Oh, yeah, because all kids are totally different.
Well, and then you add in the factor, too. This is my favorite little parenting snafu that gets tossed in there. So this parenting technique or these strategies has worked great for my kid for the last 2 years. Now, all of a sudden, it ain't doing diddly squat. What?
Mm-hmm.
You've totally changed.
Yeah. Kids change. My dog is right now and whining. That's why
right
we're
like... There.
Sorry.
Right there, that's the root of my pod. That's essentially what my podcast is. Because at the end of the day, it's like, well, you know what? Let's just put our heads down. Let's try to do our best.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, when you trust yourself, I think it's hard for parents these days. We're not taught to trust ourselves, even when we're pregnant. We're not taught to trust ourselves, right?
don't eat sushi. Don't ever have a glass of wine.
Don't sleep on your side.
You can't be trusted. What? Don't sleep on your side. On your back.
Yeah, exactly.
And so you're taught not to trust your own sense of what is like right or wrong or anything that makes sense, common sense. So you're thrust into parenthood being like, what am I doing?
Uh-huh.
Someone tell me what to do. And yeah.
And all we want to do is keep our kids from ending up living in a van down by the river.
Yeah.
Unless it's 100%. A pretty van. Unless it's like an RV that I can come live with them too.
Look, I have been looking at RVs. Some of these vans are $80,000.
If my kid gets an $80,000 van, I will let it go and
they
be like,
live that nomadic lifestyle, you know, traveling the country. It might not be so bad living in a van down by the river.
Exactly. What are they called? Internet nomads?
Internet nomads.
Yeah. Great. Go live in Bali and be an influencer.
Man, that's just sound like the life.
As long as it takes care of me, that's all that matters. Raising my kid to take care of me in the long run.
Right on.
They'll put you in a nice home.
No, I don't want to be in a nice home unless it's like a home on the beach, my own Malibu house.
Yeah.
I know what you're thinking.
That's the first thing that I thought of when you're like, take care of you.
I'm like, you're like, they'll find the nicest assisted living for you ever, Brie.
You guys can have art activities. I'll go join you.
I would actually enjoy that.
We would take over that retirement facility. It would be a blast.
You'd be the homecoming queen of that retirement facility.
And I would be the one that would be sneaking in the vodka. The Costco-sized vodka.
Be under your bed.
Yes. It's water. Yeah, what are you talking about? It's water.
Places? I mean, I would think you would, unless you're like medically supervised. Like you would think so, right? Like Betsy, it's been phenomenal talking with you. And like,
it's been a blast.
It's gone by so fast too. What?
I feel like I get everyone off track and I totally got us off track.
Listen, the highlights of this conversation, we got to talk about cults. We got to talk about drinking.
Yeah.
We got to talk about.
It's so much fun.
It's a good conversation. And about how none of us know what we're doing in parenting, but we're trying our best.
That's a great summary of our podcast episode.
It's always such a relief to talk to other people who are like, yep, I don't know what I'm doing either. And it's okay. Like,
we're all just figuring out as we go along. And sometimes there's tools that we could use, but we're all just figuring it out. Before you leave us, what is one thing that you are looking forward to going on right now in your life?
Ooh. So we are not big vacation people. And, but I got an Airbnb for a few days in, our winter break coming up here. We're going to go up to the mountains and I am crossing my fingers for snow. After being inside for 20 months, I am so excited to go up to the mountains and stay in a little cabin with my family, and hopefully there'll be snow. So that is what I am absolutely looking forward to. I've been plotting my escape for months.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
So you're totally looking forward to the cabin. I wonder what the drive up's going to be with three. What, do you have a big enough car? Because like with three kids and all the luggage, it's going to be like, have to pee. He touched me. He breathed on me.
Oh,
but once you 100%. Get there, you have your hot toddy and you have the snow and life is good.
Before the pandemic, we had a minivan and a tiny Prius, but then the pandemic hit and we were like, why are we paying these monthly payments for this big car that we don't ever go anywhere in? So now we have the tiny Prius. And all three kids are jammed in the back and they hate it, but we have gone on camping trips. We've made it work. That is my thing. I make it work.
Well, yes, you know what? It's building life skills.
It is.
They are learning resilience.
Right. It is.
Yes. And if they ever want to become clowns, they have got so much talent for hopping into a small car.
Yeah.
Right there. You know,
both of their parents are comedians. So it's very likely that this is a good life skill.
That's what you tell them next time. Okay. Before you get in the car though, I bought you guys some stuff. Like here's your wig. What are you doing to us, mom? I'm just trying to get you ready for future
life
career
skills,
opportunities.
Future
Come
life
on.
Skills. Exactly. Get used to
it. Oh my gosh.
Wig.
I never thought of it. It is a clown car. My car is a clown car in more ways than one.
Well, thank you so much for joining us, Betsy. This has been amazing.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome.
So Brie, after talking with Betsy, I'm really thinking like those mom retreat.
Yes.
I think that needs to happen.
I think we need to put our hat into the ring. That needs to be our next big project after our summit.
Well, it's funny because I'm a huge fan of the show Top Chef on Bravo.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one season, one of their episodes was they were all bussed up to a camp. A summer camp, and they cooked for a mom retreat. And I'm like, first of all, how can I get on this mom retreat? Second of all, how can I get the contestants of Top Chef to cook for me and try all their food? Because this seems like a really good idea.
I agree. I'm with that. Okay. You know what? We got to get off this because I got to start researching it right now.
Researching it right now. So we hope that you enjoyed Betsy. She's hilarious. Go listen to her podcast, Why Mommy Drinks. And until next time, the best mom's a happy mom. Take care of you. And we'll see you later.
Thanks for stopping by.
Well, hey there, busy mama. Are you looking for ways to make your life easier, your home less chaotic, and at the same time, add more joy to your life? My name is Deanna Yates, and I'm the host of Wanna Be Clutter-Free, a podcast all about letting go of the stuff we don't need in our lives so that we can focus on what truly matters. Don't worry, I'm not going to tell you to throw it all away or make you feel guilty about keeping something you love, no matter how many other people don't quite understand it. But I will give you practical and, more importantly, actionable advice so that you can make progress right away. And you won't just hear it from me. There are amazing guests, too. It's like having your bestie in your pocket telling you it's okay to let go of the things that are not serving you and your family in a totally non-judgmental way. So join me over on the podcast where we can work on progress over perfection for those of us that want to be clutter-free.